Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Monday, we'll have clearing skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Partly cloudy for tonight, will drop down to lower 20s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For Tuesday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 40s. For Tuesday night, mostly clear, low near 21. And Wednesday, sunny skies, temperatures lower 60s. Right now, it's 37.
At Community Healthcare Systems Frankfurt Clinic, we live the mission of enriching the lives of the people we serve. From comprehensive family medicine and therapy services to laboratory and basic x-ray, our healthcare experts are proud to care for the youngest community members to the most senior. Schedule your appointment today at CHCS's Frankfurt Clinic, 292-4451.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The 11 remaining Trans-Pacific Partnership countries officially left the U.S. behind yesterday, signing an amended agreement that does not include the U.S. The 11 nations signed what is now called the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, the same day the U.S. moved to a more trade protectionist status, rolling out tariffs for steel and aluminum imports. The new CPTPP will reduce tariffs in countries that together amount for more than 13% of the global economy, a total of $10 trillion in gross domestic product. With the United States, it would have represented some 40%. Even without the U.S., the deal will span a market of nearly 500 million people, making it one of the world's largest trade agreements. The trade agreement would have been worth roughly $4 billion a year for U.S. agriculture. USDA increasing corn demand in its latest forecast for the 2017-18 crop year. The monthly World Ag Supply and Demand Report increased exports of corn by 175 million bushels to 2.2 billion bushels based on price competitiveness, and increased expected corn ethanol use by 500 million bushels to 5.5 billion bushels. The average price of corn increased 5 cents to $3.35 a bushel. Meanwhile, the report shows a lower forecast for soybean exports, down 25 million bushels this month, based on increased production and exports by Brazil. Price range was increased a little bit, but the average remains at $9.30 a bushel for this crop year. Further, U.S. wheat exports for the crop year lowered 25 million bushels to 925 million bushels. Ending stocks were bumped up to the same amount, and then ending at 1.034 billion bushels. The average price of wheat for the marketing year bumped up 5 cents to $4.65 a bushel. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you with nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation. New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for your used equipment? Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989.
Studies show that 85% of American homes have hard water. The benefits of water softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca are money and time savings. Your plumbing and water heater will last longer. Scale and lime buildup created by minerals in hard water won't gunk up your system. Rings and stains won't darken your bathroom and kitchen fixtures. Dishes and glasses won't streak. And scrubbing shower floors and tile will be easier and faster without the film and soap scum buildup. Call 800-748-7563 and learn more about Lindsay Spring Systems from Water Conditioning of Seneca.
Mid-America Network News. One person died in an explosion in Salina early yesterday morning. Fire crews arrived at the scene around 4 a.m. to find a home fully engulfed in flames. The victim has been identified by family as 42-year-old Justin Rogers. Salina fire officials say there appears to have been an explosion before the fire. The official cause of the blaze has not yet been determined. Kansas Governor Jeff Collier on Friday signed Catlin's Law. The law will stiffen penalties for drivers who cause accidents while intoxicated. The prison sentence for a person with a previous DUI conviction will be nearly 8 years rather than 5.5 years. years. The new law takes effect in July. It's named for Caitlin Vogel, who was killed by a drunk driver in 2016, who had two previous DUI convictions at the time of the accident. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Castrol high-mileage motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99, the price of Castrol conventional. Increase your engine's performance with Castrol oil and filter specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're in luck during Aaron's Lucky Days. During March, you can start a new agreement and get 6 months same as cash. And this weekend only, just $7.77 gets you started leasing to own furniture, electronics, and appliances. With no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Don't miss out. Come to a participating store or visit Aarons.com and get started for just $7.77 during Aarons Lucky Days.
Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
A Newton couple has been sentenced to 2 years and 8 months behind bars for giving brutal, religion-inspired beatings to two of the three children they adopted from Peru. James and Paige Noctegal were sentenced Thursday for several child abuse counts. The Noctegals were arrested in February of 2016 after an 11-year-old boy was found walking barefoot in a field and told authorities he was too scared to go home because he hadn't done his homework. The children were found severely malnourished with open sores, and one child had a broken leg. A Kansas bill that would make it a crime for people recently convicted of a misdemeanor domestic violence offense to have a firearm has stalled in the state Senate. The Kansas City Star reports the bill unanimously passed the House last month, but has stalled after the Senate's Federal and State Affairs Committee amended language regarding silencers and throwing stars. Police in Kansas City, Kansas are investigating after a man was found dead yesterday with a gunshot wound inside a crashed SUV. Police do not know what led to the shooting. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. The ACLU of Nebraska says state prison officials may have misled authorities by indicating that 4 execution drugs obtained by the state were intended for medical purposes. The organization sent a letter to the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency saying the Department of Corrections appeared to have violated federal controlled substances laws using its DEA registration to obtain the drugs, including fentanyl and potassium chloride. The ACLU says the registration allows nurses to use controlled substances to help patients, but does not authorize the drugs for lethal injections. The ACLU has called for an investigation. Nebraska lawmakers are slated to begin debate on a new $8.8 billion two-year state budget. The package is scheduled for legislative floor debate tomorrow. The spending plan covers the rest of the current fiscal year and the following fiscal year, which ends on June 30th, 2019. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Your tax refund dollars have never gone further than they do right now at Wichita RV. Wichita RV still has a handful of brand new 2017 carryover units with prices slashed, thousands of dollars behind last year's invoice prices. Now is also the time for spring service, so your trailblazing this season is problem-free. And call today about their detailing capabilities for your RV. Wichita RV, home of endless protection with lifetime warranty on all new units. Wichita RV, east and west, and always online at WichitaRV.com.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday and discussed public comments each had heard regarding issues at the Health Department. No consensus was reached. Many concerns dealt with the future of the department and services to citizens. A tax abatement request for 10 years from Brad Portnoy was presented. He would add 15 to 20 potential jobs with an expansion at Bradfordville. All commissioners agreed they were willing to help, but were concerned with a two-week time period for a decision. Portnoy is hoping to begin construction soon, taking advantage of lower steel prices. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday. The sheriff indicated he would like to engage a conversation soon regarding a school resource officer for each school in Nemahal County. The road and bridge supervisor advised he will be advertising for the dust control program soon. The county attorney and county treasurer came before the board to speak about administration of a neighborhood revitalization programs. Cities of Seneca and Sabetha have both decided to allow the rebate as long as taxes are paid in full by May 10th. Following discussion, a motion was approved to adopt same procedure in the administration of a county's neighborhood revitalization program. A community meeting is planned in Waterville on Tuesday, March 13th. Residents are invited and encouraged to attend, gauge support for a community restaurant. A meeting for community members will include preliminary research for the project, proposed floor plans, design, management, and details of a new business. Input from the public on what they'd like to see in a restaurant and suggestion boxes will be available. For information, contact Darren Jacobson or Ellen Barber. The community meeting at Waterville Tuesday begins at 7 p.m. at the community center. Lucille Munsterman, age 94, formerly of Hanover, passed away at Wichita Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church north of Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, 3 until 8. Family will receive friends Monday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Lucille Munsterman. Hedna P. Christner, age 96, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Bury in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Edna Christner.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cornerstone Granite, we realize that decisions affecting you and your family are important. Since we were established nearly 15 years ago, we've been proud that our family has been blessed with the many friends and neighbors that are a part of our community. It's those relationships that we hope you consider when pre-planning or serving immediate memorial needs. We've grown up here and continue to take pride in serving you as a locally owned and family-operated business. Stop by and see us on Highway 36 in Home City or call us anytime. Find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Your new home is waiting at Hartley Ridge Drive in Marysville. This spacious five-bedroom home features three full baths, two safe storage rooms, and three-car attached garage. All kitchen appliances are installed with high-efficiency gas furnace, fireplace, and hot water. A covered back porch is great for relaxing and enjoying the country setting right at the edge of town. The property features all city amenities located on a large lot in the new Hartley Ridge subdivision. Make this home yours today with a personal inspection. Contact Inline Construction at 562-5525. Building lots available for custom home construction. Call in line today at 562-5525.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a high pressure system overhead as we head throughout the rest of this Monday, bringing us pretty quiet weather as we head into, like I said, the rest of the day and into tomorrow. Another high pressure system will move in from the north as we head into the middle of the week, continuing to bring us sunny skies and dry weather. We're actually going to see quite a warm up as we head into Wednesday all the way through the end of the week. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Monday, we're going to see clearing skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Partly cloudy for tonight, lower 20s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For Tuesday, sunny skies, temperatures right around the upper 40s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low near 21. As we get into Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see temperatures right around 61. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low near 38. For Thursday, sunny skies, lower 70. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business, and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature mid-March, 55, record high on this date, 85 in 1972. The average low, 32. The record low is 5 below zero in 1948. Sunset this evening, 7:26. Sunrise in the morning, 7:37.
To one degree or another, most of us will develop varicose or spider veins as we age. We talk cures and prevention today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You might take a moment to think about something more important than your health. Of course, your family and friends are important, but without your good health, it becomes harder and harder to enjoy your life. If you've been battling excess weight and sick and tired of extra pounds, meltingbelly.com has free information now about the discovery of a new two-minute ritual, a ritual so powerful it's saving lives. This two-minute ritual reverses the symptoms of diabetes, saving people from the effects of heart disease, and restoring youthful energy that was believed to be lost forever. This two-minute ritual requires no strenuous exercise, no restrictive diets, no dangerous supplements, no special gadgets, and no tasteless foods. But it does remove dangerous pounds of belly fat. For free information, go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. For free access to the two-minute ritual and restoring your life, visit meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 12th, the 71st day of the year. Singer-songwriter James Taylor has a birthday, and bottled Coca-Cola was sold for the first time on this day in 1894. Looking for a cure for varicose or spider veins? There is no shortage of so-called natural remedies using everything from cider vinegar to cod liver oil. But the fact is, there is simply no evidence that they have any effect at all. And more dangerously, they remove the focus from maintaining good vascular health. Here's a few habits for healthier veins. Avoid sitting or standing still for extended periods. Keep yourself moving. Take brisk walks or other exercise to aid circulation to the legs. When resting, elevate your legs. And to help prevent swelling, reduce your salt intake and eat more fiber. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. The number one seeds in this year's NCAA tournament should remember the Alamo. The last time all four number one seeds made it to the Final Four was 10 years ago when the NCAA tournament last wrapped up in San Antonio, Texas. The number one seeds this year are KU, Villanova, Virginia, and Xavier. The Big 12 champion Jayhawks were one of those number one seeds at the Alamo Dome in 2008, and that was the last time that Coach Bill Self's team won a national championship. Kansas Coach Bill Self is optimistic that big man Udoka Azubuike will be available when the top-seeded Jayhawks open the NCAA tournament against number 16 seed Penn on Thursday. The 7-foot sophomore hurt a ligament in his left knee last Tuesday. Mid-America Network Sports.
Dickinson Ranch 46th Annual Production Sale is coming up on March 17th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Gorham, Kansas. Selling 100 Simmental, Angus, and Red Angus bulls. 30 open heifers, including 11 elite Simmental heifers broke to show and 2 elite Angus heifers broke to show. Easy fleshing, moderate framed cattle that have built-in feed efficiency out of cows that are required to graze year-round. These cattle are docile, fertile, and will have longevity. For more information, see the catalog online at DickinsonRanch.com.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Castrol high-mileage motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99, the price of Castrol conventional. Increase your engine's performance with Castrol oil and filter specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wichita State Shockers are tournament bound for the seventh straight season. Wichita State drew a number 4 seed in the East region and will battle number 13 seed Marshall at 12:30 Friday afternoon in San Diego. That game will be aired on TNT. The winner will take on either number 5 West Virginia or number 12 Murray State on Sunday. And Kansas sports fans will get to see their favorite teams battle it out on the national court right here in the Sunflower State. It's been in the works for several years, and it's finally almost game time in Wichita. Organizers and basketball fans say besides the games, they're excited for Wichita to be on the national stage. Citywide in the state's largest city, there are 8,000 hotel rooms in Wichita, many of the rooms near the Intrust Bank Arena already booked. Some tickets to the big event are still available, according to Cake TV, though, through the website primesport.com. Mid-America Network Sports.
State basketball finals. The Hanover girls defend their title, 1A Division 1, while the Hanover boys finish runner-up. Also finishing runner-up in Class 2A girls, Valley Heights. Fourth place finished in the Marysville girls, 4A Division 2, Axtell girls, 1A Division 2, and the Centralia boys, 1A Division 1. Congratulations to all the area teams in state basketball tournament action.
It was state championship Saturday from Grossmiller Coliseum in Hayes. The Hanover Lady Wildcats go back-to-back as state champions as they blow up on a close game at halftime against St. Paul. Lady Wildcats were down by 2 at halftime, 17-15, but they blitzed St. Paul with a 22-2 third quarter, go on to win it by 20, 48-28, end the year at 21-3, end the year on a 14-game winning streak, and get their second state championship as they go back-to-back, defend their title. They were led by Macy Debley, 19 points, 12 rebounds. Claire Zabernicki, the senior, with 14 points, 11 in the second half. And Tiana Losi added 11, including the three to put them ahead for good, 18-17, early in the third quarter. St. Paul ends their year at 23-3, their first ever appearance in the state championship game. Then the boys, Hanover going for the double for the school, just like last year. The Hanover boys were down early, 14-6, came back to tie it, but never led in the ball game. South Gray pushed the lead up to 17 in the third quarter. Hanover would cut it to 6 with 3 minutes to go, but South Gray would get a 3-point play from their star, Gilbert Peters, to push the lead to 9, and that was all she wrote as Hanover falls 65-54 in the boys' championship to end their season at 22-2. Their 13-game winning streak comes to an end. They're now 6-3 all-time in state championship games. And South Gray wins their fourth state championship. They go undefeated at 26-0, their last loss. Oddly enough, state championship game a year ago to Hanover. South Gray gets a little redemption with payback as they win here in 2018 in the state finals over Hanover, 65-54. Hanover led by junior Dakin Stahlbomber with 16. Thomas Atkins chipped in with 10. Carter Bruna added 11 as Clifton Miller at 24 for South Gray and Gilbert Peters 23 as South Gray boys go undefeated and knock off Hanover in the boys' championship 65-54. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Wade Gershner.
Marysville Lady Bulldogs dropped the consolation for a Division II at Emporia Saturday. Hugoton Eagles win 64-43. With three players in double figures. Hugoton led by Brooklyn Harper with 16, Joanna Rollins with 14, and Lainey Hoskinson scored 13. Marysville paced by Sydney Payshaw with 18. Sammy Bartles had a third double-double in the tournament with 13 points. Hugoton finishes 17-8, winning the consolation. Marysville season ends at 18-6. Eagles were up 3 at the end of 1, up 7 at the half, never looked back, 64-43 the final. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs never got on track at Manhattan in the state title game for Class 2A, as Central Plains remained undefeated 26 starts, recapturing the championship. They won the ball game 48-32, holding Valley Heights 2 of 20 from the field, just 10% in the first half. Again, the victory goes to Central Plains, led in scoring by Emily Ryan with 25 points, Delaney Rugen in double figures with 10. Valley Heights scoring was sparse all evening. They were paced by Samantha Vermetten with 8. Again, the final, Central Plains 48, Valley Heights 32. Mustangs finish runner-up, girls Class 2A.
The Axtell Eagles finished with a loss on the season here at a third, fourth place game here at the 1A Division II in Dodge City. The Eagles 14-10 now are their final on the year, leading the, they had lost to the Cunningham Wildcats by a score 46-42. Leading the scorers for the Eagles was Olivia Kuckelman with 15 points and Blessing with 8. The leading scorer for the Cunningham Wildcats was Morgan Myers with 21 points. The percentage that for the Eagles, 36. 66.6%, 15-41 for the Eagles. And, of course, the Cunningham Eagle, Wildcats, 42.4%. It was the free throws that killed the Eagles. Wildcats went 17-25 for 68 cents. Again, the Axtell Eagles, your fourth-place finisher here at 1A Division II in Dodge City. They lose to Cunningham Wildcats, 46-42. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Fig Millen.
Do you hear the bowling thunder? Land O' Lanes is now hiring. They need bartenders, waitstaff, cooks, and team leaders with talent to spare. If we're right up your alley, go to landonlanes.com to apply online or stop by to pick up an application to get the ball rolling. Strike it up today with a new job at Land O' Lanes.
Help the youngsters in your life explore the magic of nature, including the giant redwoods and sequoias. Parents, guardians, and adult family members can sign up their kindergarten through fifth graders to participate in the free online Reading the Redwoods contest. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You don't need to live near the redwood forest to participate. Just read a few books and complete five fun and easy activities about trees, forests, and the redwoods. This program is part of the Save the Redwoods League 100th anniversary celebration. The contest began March 10th and runs through May 10th, 2018. Participants will be entered to win kid-friendly weekly prize packages. Once you complete the five activities, you'll complete the online form and be entered to win the grand prize, a trip to the Redwoods for a family of four. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Deer, turkey, black bear, and mountain lions. They are just a few of the creatures roaming these woods, and that has made this place quite a draw. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Pulaski County, Missouri is well known for its fishing, but the wildlife out of the water is pretty impressive, too. Dave Hallett says the deer herd has become a draw in south central Missouri.
Some antler point restrictions that the Department of Conservation has put on our deer, not just to build a deer herd that's got big racks, that's been the side benefit, but to get our sex ratio down to 50-50 where it's a more manageable herd. But the side benefit is we're seeing some deer that's easily into the 190-200 class deer, and it's getting pretty common.
But more than deer, it's the turkey that brings hunters.
You go to some places, and a lot of these turkeys, through their years have been bombarded by hunters, and they're very call shy, and it's really not even a natural situation. But down here, these turkeys don't get bothered too much because there's a lot of ground, a lot of national forest, and a lot of private land that they might not be bumping into a lot of different hunters.
It's made Pulaski County and surrounding areas a top draw.
And I brought a lot of people up here to hunt turkeys through different states, from Mississippi and the surrounding states, to hunt right here in Pulaski County, and they've all said this is the best turkey hunting they've ever experienced.
And there's one more fact that Dave says is making this a popular hunting area. area.
Just the abundance of public land. You know, we got the National Forest just right here in Pulaski County too, and also surrounding this, lots and lots and lots of public ground. So pretty well just anywhere you point, there's either a Department of Conservation owned land or there is a National Forest owned land.
It has all resulted in more business for local outfitters and the many businesses that hunters and fishers depend on when coming to the area. Traveling the countryside in Waynesville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
If you're looking for some uniquely colored vegetables to plant, they're out there. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. You could almost think of 2018 as the year of stripes, as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Like most gardeners, I get tired of planting the same old stuff in the garden. Every spring, I look for something new to try, whether it's a vegetable or flower. This year, you're going to find a lot of flowers and veggies with unusual color variations. Diane Blazek is the executive director of the National Garden Bureau. She says, for example, in both the pepper and tomato categories, the produce will be wearing stripes.
One is called Tomato Artisan Maglia Rosa. It's like a small plum tomato, and it's red with orange stripes on it. Then we also have Chef's Choice Green, so it's a big beefsteak tomato, but it has some striping on it that's kind of green and kind of yellow. We have a pepper that's called Candy Cane, and these are small sweet peppers that are striped.
There is also a new orange pumpkin variety with mottled green stripes and seeds that don't have those tough holes. Blazek says a lot of plant companies are working on flower alternatives to impatiens because of downy mildew problems the past few years. She says new varieties of begonias are expected to pick up the slack in shady gardens.
I think we have about 15 different varieties, so you name it. If you want bronze foliage, dark green foliage, light green foliage, if you want double flowers, single flowers, drooping flowers, you're going to be able to find it this year. There's no doubt about that.
Blazek says while you can find lots of fun new varieties, plant propagators continue to breed for things such as drought tolerance and less maintenance. You'll find information about all the new flower and vegetable varieties for 2018 at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story, will be my theme in glory, to tell the
When them sings of glory, I sing a new song. 'Twill be the old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story. 'Twill
The Farm Bill is important for everyone. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
One of the key functions of the Federal Farm Program is to protect farmers from economic calamities that are outside of their control. The point was driven home by Joe Outlaw, an economist at Texas A&M University, at a recent Farm Foundation forum.
The Farm Bill, as a safety net, is needed more now than ever before. The only reason why we don't have a major catastrophe right now in different commodities is the fact that we have, over the last couple of years, had well above average yields across the country. Sooner or later, Mother Nature is going to catch up with farmers.
Outlaw believes the two-year delay in passing the last farm bill won't be the case this time.
I'm going to do something which doesn't happen with economists very often, and I'm going to put my ray of sunshine hat on and say, I actually think this bill is going to get done this year. Maybe not quite on time, but I think it's going to get done.
I'll have more in tomorrow's show. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. As President Trump has ratcheted up the conversation on trade, Canada is sticking to its keep calm strategy, while the European Union immediately offered a list of targeted U.S. products in response to the Trump tariff plan for steel and aluminum. Canada is trying to stay constructive and use the negotiations for a better outcome. For now, the tariff plan rolled out by Trump includes exemptions for Canada and Mexico if the three nations agree to a fair North America Free Trade Agreement. The move by Canada reflects comments by Canadian trade officials who earlier this week said threatening retaliation to striking back at the U.S. just irritates President Trump. Although officials say Canada does have a list of products for retaliation against steel and aluminum tariffs if warranted, another trade official from Canada said it's pointless to talk publicly about retaliation measures until you absolutely have to act. Well, Alltech, announcing its founder and president, Dr. Pierce Lyons, died yesterday. The 73-year-old developed an acute lung condition during his recovery from heart surgery that led to his passing. Alltech CEO Eric Blake said the announcement of Lyon was a visionary entrepreneur who transformed the agriculture industry, beginning with the application of yeast technology in animal nutrition. A leadership structure developed by Lyons names his son, Dr. Mark Pierce Lyons, as chairman and president of Alltech. Lyons was described as an Irish entrepreneur and scientist, founded Alltech in his garage in 1980. The company then grew to include more than 5,000 employees around the world, operates three divisions, including animal nutrition, health, crop science, food and beverage. Funeral services scheduled later in Lexington, Kentucky, and Dublin, Ireland, as well as a celebration of life during the Alltech Ideas Conference held in Lexington, Kentucky. Reliable and relevant. RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY.
Ag Network corn has turned itself around, as has Kansas City wheat. Finally, some green. May corn is up a half cent, 391. July up 0.75, 398 and 0.75. 1 3/4 at 522. July KC wheat is up 1 1/4 at 538.5. So a little better news than we saw earlier in the day. Soybeans are up. May beans up 4 1/4 at 1043.5. July up 4.5, 1052 3/4. The issue here is soybean meal, which is still trending lower. May soybean meal down $1.70 at $3.71.90. May bean oil is up 7 points at $31.66. So mixed numbers across the soy complex, but the beans themselves are in the green at the present time. We're seeing some struggles with livestock. April live cattle down $1.70 at $121.42. June down $1.30 at $113.00 even. All the later months are down. March feeder cattle down 77 at 141.75. April feeder cattle down 85 at 142.30. So not so good so far for cattle. Hogs are sharply lower too. April hogs down 85 at 67. Even May hogs down 120 at 70.80. So struggles all through the livestock complex. Looking at some other issues, cotton is sharply lower. May cotton down 130 at 83.22. July is down 97 points at 83.22. So cotton is having its share of struggles today. April crude oil is down 94 cents at 61.10. May is down 84 cents at 61.09. Tough going for crude oil. Gold is down. April gold down 390 at 13.20.10. So the metal markets are not in the best of shape today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average currently down 135 points at 25,199. The NASDAQ is up 42 at 76.02, but the S&P 500 is down about a point at 27.85. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Hello, cattlemen. This is Brady Larson with Larson Angus Ranch. I'd like to invite you to our 14th annual Carcass Without Compromise bull sale on Wednesday, March the 28th. We're selling a great set of 100 bulls this year, sired by Angus Hill Steadfast, Basin Payweight 1682, Resist All, Yuma, Discovery, and more. Call for a catalog at 785-891-3748 or go to LarsonAngusRanch.com to get an online view of the cattle. Thanks, and I hope to see you at the ranch 14 miles south of Wallace, Kansas on the 28th.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, responding to a listener who wanted to know who is the biggest landowner in the United States. I'll tell you after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
So, who owns more land in the United States than anyone else? Well, if you're a taxpayer, you do, because the most recent survey from the Congressional Research Service indicated that in 2015, that's the latest year figures are available, the federal government owned approximately 640 million acres. Given that there are approximately 2 1/3 billion acres of land in the U.S., the federal government owns or administers programs on nearly 1/3 of the country's land, making it the largest landowner in the U.S. by a very wide margin. And here are the agencies that manage it. Federal lands owned or managed primarily by the Bureau of Land Management, the BLM. That's the one that cowboys and ranchers are fighting with all the time. The Forest Service, the Fish and Wildlife Service, the National Park Service, and the Department of Defense. But the BLM is the largest landowner with 248 million acres of public land. And then the next largest landowner is the Forest Service with 193 million acres, followed by the Fish and Wildlife Service, which owns 89 million acres of land, along with 473 million acres of territories and marine areas. The National Park Service owns 80 million acres, while the Department of Defense owns 11 million acres. And these lands are managed for a variety of uses determined by federal land management statutes. For example, National Forest, the biggest agency in the U.S. Department of Agriculture, is charged with the work of making sure that forests are preserved and promulgated. In other words, that they continue to produce. I'll be back with a final word after this message.
Save big on Mitas Agricultural Drive Tires from the Farmers Cooperative. Get an instant $100 rebate on all Mitas Agricultural Radial Drive Tires now through April 30th. Mitas tires are known for their quality, dependability, and traction in the tough conditions of your field. And now save an instant $100 on the tires designed for high horsepower and load-carrying capacity. For complete details, see your Farmers Cooperative Tire Branch today.
Most of the lands under federal ownership are in the 11 western states, and the federal government owns 224 million acres in Alaska, 56 million in Nevada, and 46 million acres in California. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Linda's Insurance Agency reminds producers sales closing date is March 15th. Any changes to your farming operation need to be made by then with a signed application. Do you need to add a crop? Get your quote today from Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency. Drop by her office at 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Weeds don't go away, but you can win the fight. Start clean and use residual herbicides in timely post-emergence applications on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If you're farming today, you know all about taking risks. Well, here's one risk you don't have to take anymore. The risk of IDID, or internal diesel injector deposits. Because now Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel has an advanced injection stabilizer to prevent IDID. So you don't have to risk injector failure, clogged filters, and downtime anymore. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster is even backed by a 10-year, 10,000-hour warranty for even less risk.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
Pigweed, water hemp, Palmer amaranth. Anyone who grows corn or soybeans despises those weeds and how quickly they can ravage a field. Dave Johnson is a product development manager for DuPont Crop Protection. He says there is no silver bullet to get rid of weeds, so implementing several weed control tactics can give you the upper hand.
Starting clean. So if you're no-till, use an effective burn-down herbicide programs. And then at planting, use an effective multiple mode of action pre-emerge herbicide. Again, we want to hit these weeds in a number of different ways. And then scouting your fields to make sure that you understand when the weeds are starting to emerge so you can spray them when they're early. Weeds are much easier to control when they're small. Once they get over about 4 inches tall, it's just becoming more and more difficult to control them.
Killing a weed is always easier before it comes up. Those tiny Palmer amaranth seedlings that just poke through the soil can grow 2 to 3 inches per day. When control measures are put off until weeds are larger, the yield loss can be up to 20 bushels per acre. Don't cut back on your control efforts to save money. Johnson says Palmer amaranth and its weedy friends will continue being a fight for farmers this year.
I think we're still going to be dealing with the water hemp and the palm Palmer amaranth, and then our no-tillers are going to have to deal with mare's tail. Out west, we're going to see kochia. Again, there's no silver bullet to any of these, and I encourage growers to work with their local retailers, their local advisors to develop the best programs for their situation.
Scout your fields and take good notes on where the weeds are to help you plan your strategy. I'm Jody Henke. Find more ways to whip weeds at agriculture.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Seth Meyer is chairman of the USDA's Outlook Board. He talks about why the United States Department of Agriculture has raised its forecast for U.S. soybean crush. They raised it by 10 million bushels, taking it above last year by 59 million bushels.
Crush margins are good. We've seen a surge in soybean meal prices. That's been pushing up crush margins. Some of that's related to Argentina's slide in production. They are a big soy meal producer. That provides us some opportunities. Crush margins suggest we should crush a bit more.
That's World Ag Outlook Board Chairman Seth Meyers, and the American Soybean Association, along with its grower members, are urging labor unions and port management representatives to get back to the negotiating table and resume bargaining talks. The American Soybean Association is concerned about possible trade disruptions at East Coast and Gulf of Mexico ports, which would, of course, negatively impact agricultural and food exports to key markets. The American Soybean Association joined several industry stakeholders and sent a letter to the International Longshore Association and the United States Maritime Alliance. That letter asked them to resume negotiations as soon as possible. The letter says, quote, reaching a contract agreement before the current one expires will provide supply chain stakeholders with the certainty they need for their operations. Supply chain disruptions arising out of previous negotiations have been well documented, end quote. The letter goes on to say that these kinds of disruptions can have enormous adverse economic impacts. The groups involved in the letter also say that even the implied threat of disruptions can have serious economic impacts as well. Some industries will implement contingency plans if they even think there's a chance of supply chain disruptions. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
Your tax refund dollars have never gone further than they do right now at Wichita RV. Wichita RV still has a handful of brand new 2017 carryover units with prices slashed, thousands of dollars behind last year's invoice prices. Now is also the time for spring service, so your trailblazing this season is problem-free. And call today about their detailing capabilities for your RV. Wichita RV, home of endless protection with lifetime warranty on all new units. Wichita RV, east and west, and always online at Wichita RV.
KNDY Marysville, KNDY FM Marysville Beatrice, a Deerkin Communications full-service station.